Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born a father to a pawn on a Christmas day.
Who else would bring this back? Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Mike Daniels is our guest. Mike is former president and of a company called Network Solutions. Some of you still do business with them. I still do. But back in the 90s, they had a very important job. And one of the – and, folks, by the way, I'm not doing a great job of introducing Mike's credentials because it could take 2 hours just talking about the important jobs he's had. But, Mike, you've been involved in the Internet now for almost since the very beginning, right? You were hanging out in the neighborhood with Mr. Surf and Mr. Doc, what was his, the other guy's
Bob
name?
Bob Kahn.
Kahn. Yeah. You were hanging out with those guys back in the 70s, weren't you?
I was at the Advanced Research Projects Agency starting in 1969,
yeah,
where the Internet was born. So, yeah,
right.
Long time, Jim.
So
he's
got the credentials, folks, and your company acquired Network Solutions, which then was tasked with, as a private company, managing the assigned names and numbers of websites like MikeDaniels.com or JimBlasingame.com and the code and the associated digital address which every website has, right?
That's exactly right. That was our function under a contract that Network Solutions won competitively with the United States government in the early 90s, Jim.
And then you were involved in relinquishing that contract to ICANN, which was a brand new corporation, an Internet corporation with assigned names and numbers, in 98. And now, President, and it's the last, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the last piece of the Internet that the United States could still say that they owned, even though they never ran ICANN. It was always farmed out to either by contract to Network Solutions or ICANN. They never managed that, but they always still owned it and could control it. But now President Obama is about to give it over to a global group that's been formed as of October 1st, right?
That's exactly right. That's the magic turnover date, Jim. And you know, you and I have talked about this several times. I've opposed this from the start for many years. I think it's exactly the wrong thing to do
yep.
at this point in history when we're moving further and further into a digital world and a digital age. Yep, wrong thing to do.
Even though ICANN is not a heavy part of the governance, a lot of the governance of the Internet is already in the hands of private of individuals, of groups like Internet Society, people like that who are it's my understanding are good actors, right?
No question about it, Jim. You know, it's part of the beauty of the Internet is there's lots of people involved, good actors, lots of commercial interests. So, you know, that's all good. And, you know, it's not so much a matter of being a bad actor, good actor about a lot of the people involved. We've got bad actors in nation
right.
state too want to do all kinds of things to the Internet. So
right.
once we turn that over, you know, under the terms of that contractual agreement between the U.S. Department of Commerce and ICANN, my primary problem has always been that's a legal and contractual agreement. And the United States government, all of these years, has backed the power and authority of the United States government for the entire time of the life of the commercial Internet since the late 1990s.
Right.
That's the final point of control. And once that's gone, it raises 1,000 questions, and
yeah.
there's no one who knows the answer to what could happen next.
Well,
why would you do that?
My best analogy would be the United Nations, which started out as a good idea, and the United States was very much involved in the development of it in the initial, in the early stages of it, and they did a lot of good things, I guess, in the early days. But now the United Nations is a joke and not, in my opinion, a benevolent organization.
Well, you're right, Jim. Unfortunately, that's a history we've seen. And the United Nations and the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, have wanted control of the Internet since as long as I can remember,
yep.
back to the mid-90s. And the issue is the Internet has worked under this current agreement backed by the United States government for the entire entire time we've all started to get on the Internet, everybody on Earth, and companies, and trillions of dollars of e-commerce, and on and on and on, and our national security is latched into the Internet to some degree now. Well, this worked perfectly. Why would you ever cede that control?
Well,
why would you do that? Makes no sense.
That's the question. I think it's going to be one of the biggest... I fear it's going to become one of the biggest mistakes that Obama's made. And folks, I listen to people like Mike Daniels when I want to know what to think about something like this, because he's got the perspective like almost no one else on the planet. Hey, Mike, thanks again for being here. You got a website you want to give us?
www.nsibook.com, Jim.
NSIbook.com. So check it out, folks. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.